So what do we make of this report that the executive committee is preparing to reassure people of Toronto that the administration of the city is ongoing because they're getting together to ensure that happens?
Well, I think the business of the city was ongoing with or without them. When I say with or without them, all they had to do was do their job. With or without the mayor, I guess is what I should have said. The mayor's had problems before, and the business of the city's continued on, and I believe it still will. I think that the process is such at the city that if the mayor was to have to go in the hospital or went on vacation or something else called him out of town, this business of the city would go on. It's not going to stop over one person, even the mayor.
And it
never before.
The Globe and Mail reports that the executive committee, of which you are a part, mm-hmm. is drafting a statement expected to be released today, attempting to reassure residents of Toronto that the city is in good hands, and it goes on to report that the plan was to get the mayor out of town on a plane to seek help and then issue the statement after he was out.
Well, I don't believe the executive committee were a part of that at all. When I say that, I don't know that they've had any conversations with the mayor. I certainly haven't talked to him in a couple of days. I don't know what Mr. Toohey and Mr. Ford talked about, but obviously they were in disagreement.
Okay, but what's confusing here is how can the executive committee be telling, say, the Globe and Mail or otherwise, that this is the case, the issue, a statement today, you're part of the executive committee and you don't know anything about this?
I do not.
How are we supposed to understand what is the executive committee, who they are,
right,
and whether or not you talk to each other?
Well, the only thing I can tell you about a meeting with the executive committee is that Peter Milchin took it on himself to try to organize a conference call to discuss the ongoing problem at City Hall pertaining to the mayor's situation. I told Peter Milchin and others through email that I wasn't going to participate in a phone conversation over the matter, that if we were going to have any kind of a meeting, it would have to be face-to-face, and I would try to get the mayor there. The thing with a phone conversation, open line, you don't know who's in the room in any of these places. It would be ridiculous. It wasn't very well thought out, in my opinion.
But the notion that you guys have to get together to figure out a plan is not one that is off the table.
I don't know that we have to figure out a plan. We just have to do our job. But if executive members felt that they wanted to to have a meeting to try and understand what's going on, I can understand that. But, as far as keeping the city running and the city not being able to function because of all that's swirling around the mayor, I don't think that's the case. Our committee meetings were going on as yesterday and the day before. Our council went on the day before that. And our executive committee will go on next week as long as the executive committee members will do their job. With or without the mayor.
All right, you used the word understanding what's going on a few minutes ago here. Mm-hmm. You're the deputy mayor.
Right.
You're the member of the executive committee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what's going on?
Well, just that there's a controversy around the mayor, and I think that the executive committee should have a discussion with the mayor about the whole situation and what he's going to do about handling it. And to this point, he hasn't handle it very well, in my opinion. And I've given him my opinion, and I guess he just hasn't taken it. Now, if the executive committee wanted to have a meeting with him and give him their opinion, that would be in order as far as I'm concerned.
You have an executive committee meeting scheduled for next week, don't you?
Yes. And we have an executive briefing today, not with the executive committee, but with the mayor, myself, and senior staff. And I'm coming down for that, and I expect that meeting to take place. And what I thought was that after that meeting, I would have had an opportunity to discuss with the mayor the possibility of having this meeting with some of the executive members who wanted to talk to him.
What do you think that briefing meeting is going to be like today?
Well, I don't think the briefing meeting will be any different than any other briefing meeting. We're going to go through the agenda like we always do and discuss the items like we always do. And prepare ourselves for the executive meeting next week, which will take place.
You don't think anybody's going to confront the mayor today at this briefing meeting while you're all together in one room with all this?
No, they're not there. Okay. The executive is not there. It's the mayor and I and the senior staff.
The new senior staff without Mark Toohey.
It's not just the mayor's senior staff. It's the city senior staff. Okay. It's the city manager. It's the department heads and so on, the people whose items are going to be on that agenda. And what we do is try to get some background and some information from them as to what's being proposed and, you know, what the logical direction is. Mm-hmm. It's a briefing. It takes place before all the committee chairs have a briefing with senior staff, like of their department, of the section they're responsible for. I do it for the audit committee. Before the audit committee, I have a briefing with the auditor, and the senior staff come in if any of their items are on the audit report. And we have it for the executive meeting. The mayor always has a briefing, and not just this mayor. Every mayor's had the briefing. And I guess every mayor probably includes their deputy. Certainly this mayor does.
But you won't find it necessary to say anything to the mayor today at that briefing about your concerns or the concerns of the executive committee.
Well, I will be seeing him today, so I am going to tell him that the executive committee, and he knows probably by now that they wished him to have a meeting. And I think as opposed to having a meeting without him, I'd rather have a meeting with him. And if they have some questions to put to him, go ahead and put them. But I don't want to do it over a conference call. That was stupid. I mean, a conference call, who the heck knows in the room? I mean, you don't know who's in the room with me right now. I don't, and I couldn't tell who's in there with you.
And what does it matter?
Oh, well, we're going to have a conference call to discuss the mayor, and you don't know who's in the room? I mean, you might as well just, why don't we just call in the newspaper and just tell them that you can, we'll just have a big room and they can all come in and listen to it all.
Well, that's the point. Why shouldn't the media be part of this?
Well, if we're going to have a private meeting with the mayor, why do we want to have the media sitting in our midst? I mean, we might issue a statement after we've had a chat with them, but is it going to be very productive in that form? Or is this just an attempt for some members to grandstand and get attention with the media? Business of the city will go on as long as the people involved will do their job.
Yeah, I guess.
And I will.
I guess it's just a question of whether the executive committee finds it necessary to issue a statement publicly today, as the Globe and Mail says the city should expect.
I mean, I don't think there's any necessity for the executive committee to issue any statement at all. It's just that some people want to get into the story and have an angle to be attached to it. If they just come out and do their job, that's all they have to do.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Deputy.
Thank you.